in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
I think that it's a move in the right direction because we have a number of hung municipalities nationally, and we also have a number of hung municipalities in KwaZulu-Natal. So if the IFP and the ANC agree that there will be, in a way, assisting each other, not necessarily forming a coalition, it means that the number of municipalities that will be forced to go for a by-election will be reduced, because it will mean that in their arrangement, they will be able to avoid that situation. So I think it's a move in the right direction.
Professor, looking at the history of these two parties, especially in KwaZulu-Natal, would you say this is a development in the history of that relationship?
Yeah, it's a development, and it's a good development, because if you recall that the IC had said that it was prepared to work with the ANC in other provinces, but not in KwaZulu-Natal, and they spelled out the reasons why they didn't want to work with the ANC. So they said that they've compromised in a way, means that they are concerned about the future of this province. But also, given the fact that in the past, they have worked together, although we can't say that the relationship was a nice one, but the reality of the matter is they have an experience of working together. So what they are doing now is not necessarily something new. It is just that the difference this time is that they are not forming a coalition of any sort, but at least they are agreeing that for the sake of the province and for the sake of the country, they are prepared to put their differences aside and then put people first.
So what does this mean for local government? Because if you look at it, if the IFP had decided to consolidate the power in those municipalities, they could actually establish power in those municipalities and vice versa.
No, I think that the IFP has done enough in this election. So it has enough municipalities where it can demonstrate that. Because there are a number of municipalities where the IFP had an outright majority. So which means that they will have the mayor, they will have the deputy mayor, they will have all the office bearers that they want. So in other words, they don't necessarily need any other municipality to prove the point. And then their eyes are on the 2024 national and provincial government elections. They can do that using the municipalities they currently control. So they don't necessarily need any other municipalities to achieve that goal.
And considering coalition talks are still continuing throughout the country with various municipalities, do you think this sort of agreement is setting a precedent?
No, the other political parties, in fact, in my view, they are driven by political egos more than anything else. Because if you look at the reasons why they say they can't work with the ANC, for me, they don't make sense. If you say that you want a clean administration, and yet you know that numbers don't agree with you, and if you were to work with the ANC, you see the better chance of getting even a deputy mayoral position and then be in a position to keep the ANC on its toes. So I don't understand the logic behind. You look at the likes of Action SA, you look at the likes of DA, you look at a number of other political parties like the Freedom Front Plus, that have already made pronouncements. And then recently, the EFF tried to find something workable with the ANC. When that failed, they then announced and said that their doors are shut, they are no longer going to work with the ANC. I don't see them changing just because the IFP has now made a change, saying that they are now prepared to consider assisting the ANC where they can. So I don't think other parties will use this as a new trend and then do things differently.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.